Welcome in here with us tonight. Praise Yahweh. We're just glad to have you with us. We're going to get into the continuation of the dust of life people. Praise Yahweh. We're going to examine just exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden and explore the mysteries of death, burial, and the resurrection part. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is a hope for those that have a spirit that is worthy of rebirth, or the ability to enter into eternal life. Now he said, I give my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So we have got a hope. If we only have hope in this life, the flesh realm, we indeed are of all men most miserable, as Paul has spoken of. We're going into the 2 Corinthians book of the New Testament tonight. Get in there with us, chapter 4, and let us go into verse 12. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. Now, Paul was talking about the command that he had received from the Messiah that he must suffer and then die for his witness or his preaching to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And thus he did, and thus he reputedly lost his life in Rome as he was beheaded for the gospel he preached. Oh, but this is for a witness against those. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we also speak. So in the same context of faith, we offer up an acceptable sacrifice, holy and acceptable to our Heavenly Father, where we sit with Him only in heavenly places, because we are assured that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom. Now, that's why we're going back to Genesis chapter 3, just as soon as we leave here, and then we're going to get into the dust, those of the dust of the earth. Knowing He that which raised up our Messiah shall raise up us also by the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, and shall present us with you. So there is a raising up. Now, in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, we have a very, very compelling narrative there that is displaying just exactly what happens at the point of death. Let me go there, if you will, and let me read verse 58. And they cast him out, Stephen, as he was preaching to them, as he looked steadfastly up into heaven, and they stoned him. They laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul, the same one that later became the preacher, the very famous evangelist, if you will, and carried this same gospel that Stephen died for. Paul was a witness against him because he did it ignorantly, the Bible said. And verse 59, this is the key to the text of what we're going to go into tonight, some of the deep mysteries of the resurrection and the dust of life people. There is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I repeat, flesh and blood. Satan can give you a flesh and blood experience. Satan can give you a lifetime of fleshly pleasure. Satan can offer you the kingdoms of this world. Satan can assure you happiness in this earth. Satan can wrap you in $20 bills, as the old saying goes, $100 bills. Satan can give you the wealth and riches of this world because he is the god of this world. And so then, if you trade the temporal for the eternal, then you've chosen the wrong thing. The Bible said, see, I have set before you this day good and evil. Now, in the carnal mind, we are always constantly warring against that which is evil, as opposed to that still, faint, small voice that says, this is the way, walk in this, and their temptation so great that 99 out of 100 cannot withstand the temptations of the temporal. They lack fast gain, short-time gain, I may add. And so then, they sell out for filthy lucre. I'm talking about ministers that care nothing about your soul. It's just that they care about making a living in this present temporal world. Now, I myself found out long ago that it would be better for me to quit pursuing the world. It's like the old proverb that is so true. That which you pursue runs from you, and that which you run from will pursue you. Seek ye not the things of the earth, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things that the Gentiles, the heathen, the just of life people. And you say, well, Pastor Benny, aren't the Gentiles called to be saved? Of course not. Only the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the breath of life people, is the Neshama people, which are the dust of the earth people. These are not to receive the eternal inheritance by the Father. Their names never was on the Lamb's book, and therefore they just come in here temporary. Now let me show you what they do. They come in here temporary with a flesh existence, and then they die, they go back to the dust. And I'm going to prove to you that we have the same dilemma, the eternal people, because we had to take on these temporal bodies to function in this earth to actually find our way back to the Father and back to the throne. Now remember, he thought it not equally robbery to be equal with him, so then he wants you to enter in boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need. And the time of need is when you're in the flesh body, when you find yourself in this present world, that you must have instructions on how to enter in to gain eternal life. It's all in the Bible. And yet, it is such a strange way, it is such a hard saying, and who can hear it, that only a few will take up their torture stake, or their cross, as the Greek says, and follow him. Now, listen as we read here, and again in Acts 7:59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Yahweh Shua, receive my spirit. Now, it is forever settled in the Bible, and it is in the book of Ecclesiastes. It is recorded that the flesh man goes back to the dust. And I want to talk to you about the flesh man. Even the eternal beings have a dust body. Yes, that's true. Even eternal ones have a dust body to contend with. It's a temporal, and there's where we're tempted and tried. There is where we're put to the money changer, so to speak, and see who will serve. You see, Christ chose, if you will, he chose the way that is hard. He chose the things that are eternal. He chose our reward over there, not over here. He wanted us to serve him here, not over there. You see, the world says, oh, I can run and get the world, and then I can serve Christ over there. That's not true. You put him on over here. You do not use him like a raincoat when it storms up in your life and the sky becomes dark. You run into a church somewhere and grab a what you call a religious raincoat, and you throw it over your head, and you get assurance from these evil ones that you're okay, when in reality you're just deceiving yourself, and in your heart you know it. Then when you hear a preacher like myself, that'll come along and give you the whole witness of what it takes to enter into the kingdom, you hate me for the truth's sake and the name that I preach. Now, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when they shall say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. For the silver cord at that day of darkness, when you are near the last breath of your body. Now listen to me. This is very important for you to catch this. And we're talking about the dust of life, people. I want to really get in depth here tonight and carry it to a dimension, hopefully, where that you can get spiritual anointing. Because the carnal mind, the flesh mind, the physical mind, which seems right, we don't have a sense of urgency. Well, tomorrow comes. Pastor Buddy is sounding the alarm all the time. He's just pushing the panic button. And he's one of those fatalistic, the sky's falling type prophets. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to, seek the scriptures, for a fool is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him, and who can tell him? I'm trying to tell you what's going to be after you. And if you are wanting to join the dust of life people, and when I say the dust of life, I should say the dust of death people. Because you only have a temporal experience in the carnal body, the flesh mind. And the Bible said to not do that. The door will be shut in the street, and the sound of the grinding will become low, and the silver cord will be loosed, and the golden bowl will be broken. In other words, the spirit's fixing to leave here, ladies and gentlemen. And the pitcher will be broken at the fountain of life, or the wheel be broken at the cistern. Now listen to this. Verse 7. Here's my key. Then shall the dust return to the earth. Oh, my. Then shall the dust return to the earth. That dust body never, and I repeat, never to raise again. You say, well, Pastor, but they tell me that old dust body's going to get up. Mm-mm. Now, notice here, back in the book of Acts, chapter 7, 59 again, they stoned Stephen calling upon God and asking the Messiah, Savior, to receive his spirit. Now, here it is in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who give it. So if so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, any man that hath not the spirit of Christ is none of Christ, and shall not be redeemed or entered or gained permission to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You see that? So then, if you don't have the Spirit, you're not His. And where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there's liberty. Meaning that you are going to function within the realm of the Spirit, not the carnal mind. For the carnal mind is not subject unto God and the laws of God. Now, when we teach the Sabbath, when we teach the appointed sacred days, we only have a few that can understand that. The rest of the people murmur and complain. These are the breath of death people. These are the neshamas. Those that have only been breathed into and they become living souls. But when they die, they return no more. Is there scripture to prove that? Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. All is vanity. If you're just a flesh and blood man, it's vanity. You can gain the whole world, and if you don't have a redeemable spirit, it profits you nothing. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I just can't understand what you're talking about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very pure, it's very clear of what we're talking about here. Now, here is my text for tonight, 4:16 in 2 Corinthians. For which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, the flesh man. You see, that's why we age, that's why we get grayed, that's why we get wrinkled, that's why all of the joints begin to be loosened, that's why we get arthritic conditions, that's why we have diseases to come upon us, the sicknesses unto death, and finally at the hour appointed, man's days are numbered. Then when you use this temporal vehicle, it's a temporary vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, you surely can't take it with you. It falls back to the dust of the earth, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return to. It is a proven fact that flesh and blood will never, never, never enter into the existence where Adam came from. It takes a spiritual certificate of a spiritual mind to find his way, your way, my way, back to the Father. Now notice this, you cannot go unless, let me repeat what I have said when I talked about the name. the whole family in heaven and earth, redeemable family now, not the flesh and blood people, not the breath of death people, not the dust of life people, for dust they are and dust they return to, and the dead know nothing. So then, we are to return back to the Father if we are in the family name, if we are on the Lamb's book, if we've been chosen before the foundation of the world and numbered with the innumerable number of those that's qualified as spirit beings. Now, these are the eternal light beings. Now, he said, I am the light of the world. I go away, and now you are the light. I can tell children of light. They glow. They got a testimony to please God, just like Enoch had. And the Bible said Enoch had this testimony that pleased God, and God took him, and he was not. A type, a perfect type of the spirit man being caught up together with Yahweh in the eternal heaven. Now, the church world, the bell box systems, have devised a very ear-tickling situation where they teach that they're going to be raptured out and that they're going to fly up into the air in their flesh bodies. But the Bible said, we shall be changed. Where is the change? It is the unseen as we read here. Now, let me show you something. For we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Now, the physical man, the flesh man, the breath of death, because when you are born into a flesh body, a flesh and blood body, you are born to die. And then after that, the judgment. Make sure that your sins find you out. Make your election sure. Make sure you do everything within the contents of the word, because the Bible said in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, the 12th verse, that you shall stand before God. Now, where are you standing before God at? After you finish your course, after the Spirit returns to God, there is no more judgment for that eternal man, for he's without sin, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. This is an incredible message that the Father has devised a plan that the Bible says a man wouldn't believe, though it was declared unto him. If you're born one time of God's Spirit, you are eternally born forever and cannot sin. Therefore, you're worthy, and there's no more judgment for you. You hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter in. Before is the judgment at, Pastor Buddy? It's going on right now. Your judgment is day by day, hour by hour, second by second, minute by minute. Right now, judgment begins at the house of God. You are the temple. While it says, we look not at the things which are seen. Now, the things that are seen are temporal, the flesh. But we look at the things which are not seen. There is an inward man and an outward man. The outward man can be seen in the third dimension, and only the spirit man can be seen in the fifth dimension, to where you shall return. God is a spirit, John 4:24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. If you want spirit, you must have truth. Truth and spirit are hand in hand. You can shout good, swing on the rafters, prophesy, do all these things in a spirit. Because the Bible said there's many spirits, and for you to try them, but there's only one truth. You ever wonder about how many truths they are? Just one. And you shall not, don't say you shall know the truths, but you shall know the truth. Truth incorporates into the position of faith, and faith is the evidence of things not seen, meaning that you got more faith for the inward man than you have for the outward man. If you are more concerned about the outward man, the temporal, the man that is seen, then you cannot please God. For without faith, remember, the eternal inward, that which cannot be seen, for it is, as it says, we look not at the things which are seen. He that regardeth the flesh and looks at the flesh, then he actually mistreats or misunderstands or misuses or neglects the spirit man. When the flesh man is strong, the spirit man is weak. when the spirit man is weak, the flesh or the spirit man is strong. It's a reverse. You see, everything was turned out of the garden, and all the spirit beings had to incorporate a flesh body to exist. Satan seen to it. And he said, I will create a seed that will exalt itself in the flesh realm above your spirit beings. Because, you see, you cannot read in the Bible that Satan is a spirit. Ah, if he's not a spirit, he must be a real created being that is living somewhere at right now in a body like unto your body. Satan enticed the woman and said, oh, you got to remember this girl. If you want to look like me, then you're going to have to take up my body and eat. So her sexual appetite was enlightened. It was enhanced. It was actually activated. And she did. Verse 7 of Jeremiah chapter 5 says, how shall I pardon thee for this? Question. Shall he pardon Satan who sought to bring forth sons and daughters in his own likeness, as was the eternal plan for the Almighty Yahweh? You say, well, that wasn't the plan. It was for Adam. Why did he come through and in overshadow and impregnate Mary if it was God's plan for Adam to bring forth sons? You see, ladies and gentlemen, this thing's been turned inside out, and Adam being made the eighth-day man out of the dust of the earth. The sixth-day Adam was a spirit being. The eighth-day Adam was a temporal man with a curse upon him. Lest he put forth his hand and live forever, and eat of the tree of life, he was put out of the garden. Now remember, it didn't say that lest Satan eat of the tree of life. Satan could not partake of the tree of life. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm down at the bottom of that. Man, this has gone fast. I'm coming back with the truth of the death of breath people, or the dust people, as we're talking about. And I'll show you the difference between the two when I come back in the second half. So you come back, call a friend while I'm off the air here for the next couple of minutes, and tell them to come on in. Praise Yahweh. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to Shepherd's Call. I'm glad to have you with me here tonight. Praise y'all. We're doing a little Bible study. We're talking about the breath of death. We call it the breath of life. They're temporal. Temporal life. They're not eternal beings. There is eternal beings in this earth. They were eternal beings before they ever came in here. And they will be eternal beings when they leave. Remember, God will receive their spirit. Notice in the testing of Job, and Yahweh sent him to Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And Yahweh said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And Job answered, and Satan answered Yahweh and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Has there ever been a question to your mind since you've been listening to Pastor Buddy? Don't get carried away with Pastor Buddy. He's just trying to deceive you. He's just trying to arouse you. He's just trying to provoke you. He's just trying to worry you. Is that why I'm spending my lifetime preaching the gospel? For no gain? I mean, if I was preaching for gain, I'd change my message and get in with those that do not fear God, and that will take filthy lucre instead of the honesty of the word. We're not as many as corrupt the word of God as it is saying in the scriptures. Now, listen to chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Now, man, flesh man, if you go back to the book of Genesis again, as we go back at, to the creation time, notice then, verse 7 of chapter 2, and the Lord God, Yahweh, formed. That's a lowlife. That is not an eternal being. A formed man. Remember now, verse 27, God created man. He had angelic status. You see, Satan was created. And the Bible said he was perfect until iniquity was found in him. So Satan was a created being, and so was man. Equal status here. And then Satan, with his superior ability, wanted man to lower himself so that man could be a subject or serve Satan. And the Lord God, Yahweh, formed man, chapter 2, verse 7, out of the dust of the ground. After the evening and the morning of the sixth day, the heavens was finished, and there was not, after he rested, God rested, there was not a man, verse 5, there was not a man to till the ground. Oh my. And the Lord God formed man of the dust and of the ground, and Neshamah, 5301 in the Strong's, he Neshamah, he breathed into him a temporal breath. This breath will cease. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and is cut down and fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not and does not open his eyes upon such a one who brings me into judgment with thee. And can a clean thing, can man bring forth a clean thing out of an unclean? No, not one. Seeing that his days are determined, and the number of his months are appointed, and he has appointed bounds that he cannot pass, turn from him that he may rest till he hath accomplished as a hireling this day, for there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch will not cease. Oh, hope. Job had this eternal hope. For he says, listen as I read, but man dieth, man wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Where does that spirit go? It says it goes back to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Now remember, after that spirit has departed, this flesh body is back to the dust, never to be reassembled into a flesh body to hold that spirit again. As the waters fail from the sea and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and raises not. There is no hope for the outward man to ever assume an eternal position, for flesh and blood is not the one that possesses the kingdom. It will not be the eighth day man, the dust of life man, Adam, that will inherit the earth. It will be that man from Genesis 1, 2, chapter 7, no, but chapter 1, verse 26. The difference being, one was formed and the other was created. It's the created being that will have eternal purposes and hopes with the resurrection, for he must take on himself a flesh body. See, the spirit had to come down and get in this flesh body and occupy it temporarily. And the Bible says to occupy it until he comes. Now, when Christ comes and renews, he rejuvenates the spirit. He gives it an eternal mark. It becomes one of the whole family in heaven that is born of the whole family in heaven and earth is in one name. You come here for a purpose to seal your spirit in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Not one. Job 14, verse 4. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth and the stalk therefore die in the ground, yet though the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? So man, verse 12, so man lieth down and riseth not. So man falls back to the earth, never to rise. As a tree falls, so shall it fly. So shall it lie. As a spirit being, the spirit takes its flight back to the Father right at the point of death. It doesn't go to an old lonesome grave and lay there for a resurrection. Christ said, I am the resurrection. Well, Christ in you, then you have access to the kingdom and the spirit goes back to God, and the flesh man goes back. So man lies down or falls back to the earth and rises not. Till the heavens be no more, he shall not rise. They shall not awake him, nor shall he be raised out of his sleep. Job chapter 14, verse 12. Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that thou would keep me secret until your wrath be past. What does Ecclesiastes chapter 12 say? That for every work God shall bring every secret thing you do into judgment, and be sure your sins find you out. Oh my, if a man die, shall he live again? Job 14:14. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. See, flesh does not take on immortality. Immortality takes on a spirit body. There is an inward body. There is an outward body. The outward body goes to the flesh as a dust of the earth man goes back to the dust, born of a woman few days and full of trouble, but oh, the hope of the eternal being as it takes its flight through the heavens at death, back to the Father, back to the throne to appear in the presence of God Almighty, to sit with him in heavenly places, to wait for the precious fruit of the earth, and for those that are yet to come. Praise Yahweh. Again, chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. A living soul. A neshamah being. Breath of life people. The breath of life people are not the eternal beings of God. You see, Adam cannot go back to God, first Adam. It takes the second Adam. The second Adam is from heaven. These eternal spirits that come into these flesh bodies will then take its flight after the temporal body lays back down into the grave. Notice as we read again in verse 17 of chapter 2. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou dost eat, thou shalt surely die. This is the disobedient curse that came upon man. Remember Genesis 3:14 again, as I give you the text again. Notice, and Yahweh said to the serpent, Naphash, Satan, the beautiful one, the shining one, the angelic created being. See, Adam had created status himself. Genesis 1:27 gives Adam created status. Genesis 2:7 gives the second man from earth, this second Adam in a type, as a reverse, as a mirror. If you look at the second man from heaven, that would be Christ. And everyone must have a birth of Christ into their spirit being, to enter in or to be qualified to inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world, eternal beings. I give my sheep eternal life. I give it to them. You must be a recipient of eternal life. A temporal ticket will not take you out of here. If you gain the whole world, if you have buildings named after you, if you have all the money in the world at the point of death, when death becomes a reality, when it begins to creep in upon you, no man can stay the hand of death. And for this cause, man shall give an account for every idle word in the day of judgment when the books are opened and the other book is opened. Why would he open the books? That's the books that we're reading out of tonight. This is the judgment factor. Judgment begins at the house of God. You are the temple of God, and you must read, study, pray, and seek. And how can you hear without a preacher? You must be led and trust in a prophet to tell you the truth and won't sell out on you in the end. Most of these mealy-mouthed preachers that will hold back more truth than they preach just for compromising and to establish a name, to gather up filthy lucre for the last days, for it will rust and be a witness against them in the day of judgment. It's for sure you brought nothing in, you ain't taking nothing out. flesh and blood is not going to accomplish anything. It'll be an entirely different set of circumstances and a different set of rules in the day of the Spirit. Only spirit beings will be lawfully brought up before him. All other flesh and blood will perish in the earth, as Job said, never, never, never to rise again. The dead know nothing. So if you are a neshama or a breath of life person with no eternal spirit within you, you ain't got a chance after you fall to the earth. The only hope you got is at the reproduction cycle of the flesh and blood that's here upon the earth to bring you a flesh and blood body that you can have a flesh and blood temporal experience. If you don't have an eternal spirit dwelling in you, you ain't none of his, according to the Bible. And let me express this in such a magnified way. Straight is the way that is his, and a few that is his shall find it. Broad is the way of the flesh beings, the temporal Satan children, and they shall go back to the earth because they're of the earth earthly, and the curse is upon them and their seed, as I read, because you have done this, you Nakash, you evil Nakash, you are cursed. And upon your belly you shall go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. In other words, this flesh body will eat the dust of death. Because the dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Your life will be temporal, Satan. The offspring will be temporal, Satan. And since man has hearkened unto the voice of the woman, then his life will be temporal. And the spirit beings shall have to exist temporal in flesh bodies to prove themselves to be honorable to come back to me. Those that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. And I feel the great anointing here. I feel the spirit anointing of the mighty one from heaven. These temporal vehicles to carry your spirit bodies, the eternal beings, if so be that Christ dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, you're none of his. And the day he makes up his bouquet, he'll only pick the flowers that are qualified to enter in. For they are they that call themselves children of God, who are not, but are liars, and are of the church of Satan. All this bell box system that is designed here upon the earth is nothing but an eternal trap for the flesh and blood people. If you found your way, if you know the truth, you need to shout hallelujah and do a hallelujah breakdown of humbleness and confess the name of Yahweh and walk in it, find rest for your soul, repent of your sins, be baptized in this great, magnanimous, magnificent, holy, righteous, almighty, powerful name, and be worthy to take upon yourself the eternal spirit of the mighty God, for they that seek him shall find him. They that ask for him shall find him. They that knock for him, it shall be open to them, and they shall enter in and find rest for their eternal being souls. Oh my, I can't wait. Paul said to die is gain. We got these bell box ministers that preach and with a carnal sorrow, a worldly sorrow. That we got to run out here and lay in the graveyard till some future event when Christ said, I am now the resurrection, and he that abideth in me shall never die. Oh, what a difference between the breath of life people and the breath of death people. To be carnal-minded or to be flesh-minded or out-of-the-ground-minded is death. Genesis 2:7, that's a death vehicle. If you read it there, you'll find that Adam was formed, not created, formed. He was created in Genesis 1:26. He was formed in Genesis 2 and 7. Read it there. The difference is, it's very remarkable to tell you that flesh and blood, God had to give him a temporal body and send him out of the eternal home, driving from the heavens, and prove himself worthy to return back to God. Oh my. This is a trying time. This is a time of trouble. Man born of a woman, few days and full of trouble, temporal body, look in the mirror each day, another gray hair, another ache, another pain, and then man returns to the ground from which he was taken, for dust thou art. Notice it is in verse 19, chapter 2, Genesis. As I close out my message tonight quickly, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, and out of the ground God formed Adam, second man. First man is spirit man. And so then we have this distinction, for of the sweat of thy face, chapter 3, verse 19, shall you eat bread till you return unto the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy. You listen to Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to call me tonight, I will take your telephone calls live here tonight. Just simply call area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. I'll tell you how to get born again. I've got the plan. It's all in the book. The Bible said, prove all things. Preach the gospel, be instant in season and out. So we will give you the biblical recipe, not what man says about it. I don't want your money. I don't want your soul. I don't want your flesh, man. I've got no reason for it. I took a vow of poverty. I've got men that support my gospel here. We need more. I would appreciate if you would write in and call us and tithe to our ministry and help us that we could get on worldwide shortwave radio and truth radio and go worldwide and stay on it. But we are limited in our funds and our access to public domain of the communication channels. We don't have much time left to preach this gospel to you here on Truth Radio. You need to help me. And if you'd like to write me, simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Ask the Father about my message. Don't ask Buddy. Don't ask someone else. Ask the Father. Ask him if the name of Yahweh is a strong tower and the righteous run into it, according to Proverbs 18 and 10. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. And you can communicate with Pastor Buddy. I'll give you information, free and postpaid. If you'd like some tracks, if you'd like some complimentary tapes, we'll send you a package out free of charge. Just let me know that you're listening tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're on here for a limited time with a limited experiment, hunting for, searching for, pleading for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And to them only are we sent. And so we're on WWCR every Sunday night at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central Time. If you'd like the truth, if you like the message, this is the message of the hour. Many people are coming from all over the United States. Men and women are writing us from abroad and asking us for information. Praise Yahweh. And so then we have access for a limited time to a listening audience capable of receiving the Shepherd's Call and the whole truth. We're not holding anything back. We're bringing it all to you that is permissible on live radio. I'm live tonight. This is the sixth day of June, the year 2002. I'll be in here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the conclusion of the breath of death people and the breath of life people and the difference between the two. So we'll conclude it tomorrow night. You don't want to miss this exciting message tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Truth Radio. Yahweh bless you.
Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the same station. Praise Yahweh.